from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Ooh, not bad.
Elite. Wasn't here.
No.
That's why it works so well.
Get the toy out of...
Where have you been?
Where have you been? There, are you back?
Getting some traffic from Jack on the phone. There.
Traffic from Jack.
Jack!
Two cars!
Have Jack knife!
Well, before we do jokes, is everything all right? Everyone okay?
Yeah, someone's just blown a tire on the Westgate inbound.
Have they met the tire?
Oh, Monday.
That is elite.
Wow.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. This is the top six.
Great to have Toyota on board.
Excellent.
Toyota forklift, the advantage, and hopefully are they rolling through for a while?
Yeah.
Thank you, Toyota. We appreciate it. Coming in at number one, footage has emerged of NRL star Latrell Mitchell crying out in pain during what's being described as a brutal arrest after a late-night punch-up with mate Jack Whiten. But witnesses claim they were just mucking around.
Okay.
They have a history with each other, these two. They're old mates.
Do they?
I don't know. Mm. Number two, Pamela Anderson has lashed out at Scott Morrison over comments he made during her visit to Australia in 2019. Pamela had asked him to campaign for the release of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. This is all excerpts from her book, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is either her book or her Netflix documentary, which is also out now.
She's in the news like every day at the moment.
She says, after I wrote an open letter to Mr. Morrison, he responded in the press by saying he'd love to meet me if he could bring a few of his buddies along. Gross.
Okay.
That didn't go over well. Women were unimpressed with his insensitive remarks, which had reached the international press.
Mm.
What a strange thing to
That's
say.
It's very odd, isn't it?
I mean...
Well, he would have grown up watching her on the telly like we did.
Yeah, bits of her on the telly. I mean, I don't want to fall into the same sort of trap that ScoMo did by objectifying Pamela. Number three, a well-known Buddhist temple in Springvale has been destroyed after being engulfed in an inferno.
Yeah.
The fire broke out at the Bright Moon Buddhist Society temple just after 8 p.m. last night. It took 22 fire. It says appliances.
Yeah, that's what it says. Meaning hoses and things like
it's
that.
It's weird. Yeah.
Appliances?
Rather than engine.
Trucks.
Trucks.
And more than 80 firefighters to tackle the blaze. That's a
lot. I know this temple too. Apparently, it's like the biggest. It's this one. Have you seen this one in Springvale?
Oh my God, it's huge.
Yeah, it's humongous.
I've never seen that one.
Really?
That's like a full Buddhist temple in Springvale.
Yep.
Oh, well, they'll be right. They'll stay in the moment. Number four, the US military shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon.
Yes.
Now, this has been a big story over the week. You'll be so careful with the Chinese.
Balloons.
Sorry, Troy.
What?
You okay?
You have to be very careful with balloons.
balloons. Yes, balloons they were
careful
indeed, Troy. Big lunch yesterday, wasn't it?
A couple more Aperol spritz than I planned.
Suspected Chinese spy balloon, with China insisting its purpose is for weather research and that it was blown off course by unexpected winds. I haven't met him either.
Wins.
Filming, coming in at number five, filming for the Squid Game reality series is underway and it's been plagued by accusations of inhumane conditions and rigging.
Yeah.
So what's this for and where is it?
I think I read something this morning that's being filmed in the UK. And you know in the original Squid Game game where it's like, Mr. Wolf?
That
one where you're sneaking up. And I think they filmed it in overnight at like an airbase or something. And it's freezing.
Mm.
And these people are all saying, this isn't just a few people whinging. Yeah. Everyone was really...
And it starts with like 400 and something people.
You don't have to go in the game.
It's for Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. You don't have to do it. Coming in at number six, Bobby, a Portuguese farm dog, has won the Guinness World Record for being the oldest dog ever, coming in at 30 years and 268 days old.
Bobby.
That's a big age.
Is he dead? Is that why we're talking about him now, or is he still alive?
I think he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still going.
30 years old.
Oh, that's amazing.
Jeez. Good effort.
Top six at six. What's
Sporting news now, wide word of world time. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Josh Hazlewood will not play in the first test against India.
Is it the same thing that kept him out here?
Yep, still struggling with the left Achilles.
Gotta be careful with an Achilles.
Oh, yeah.
He's missing a bit of cricket now.
Yeah. He didn't play a lot this summer.
How old is he?
Good question. What would you guess?
I'd say 32, 33.
Yeah, our bowling stocks are all in their 30s. He's 32. And just turned 32 this year.
Oh, well, he can come back from that.
Yeah. So that means that we also have Mitch Stark and Cam Green with finger issues.
But are they playing?
We're not sure. It looks like Green is rated about an 85% chance. I think he might get up. But that number six spot might go to someone like Matthew Renshaw or Peter Handscomb, who can play a bit of the spin.
Mm.
And then that means we might have more bowling time with Head, Labuschagne or Smith. But Scott Boland is set for an overseas debut.
Great.
It might just be a two-man pace attack. And Lance Morris with a potential test debut.
It's going to be hard work over there in India on those tracks in that heat.
It is. Lance Morris is the only other fast bowler in the squad. So
apparently he's like lightning.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play.
We might have to call him up for a potential test debut.
Mm.
The first test in Nagpur on Thursday at 3 p.m. I can't wait.
I cannot wait.
It's such an exciting series.
It's such a great series. Best of four?
Yes.
And 3 p.m. kickoff our time.
Yeah,
Thursday. I might have Friday off.
Why not?
Let it really hook in.
AFL news. Devastating blow for Carlton over the weekend. Zach Williams ruled out for the 2023 season.
I thought you were
going to
say tanking again.
After rupturing his ACL in the preseason, training camp up in Queensland.
Oh, no.
So it's expected that he'll have surgery soon.
Oh, that's terrible news.
Six-year contract.
Six-year deal.
And he's only played 23 matches in 2 years to this point, so it's going to be 23 matches for 3 years.
Oh, jeez.
Not the return that he or Carlton would have wanted.
Very frustrating career.
Yeah. Basketball, tough night for Lauren Jackson, the 41-year-old, over the weekend. A record WNBL crowd of 7,681 at John Cain Arena in Melbourne on Saturday night to see her play. It was a bit of a tribute game. She lasted only 62 seconds when she was forced to the bench with another Achilles tear.
Oh, God.
And it's going to end her season. It hasn't necessarily ended her career.
No.
She may bounce back.
Yeah, but how long's this season got left?
Yeah, good question.
Because that'd probably do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the men's season's over.
NBL?
Is it?
No, the finals.
In Australia?
The finals are about to start.
Oh, well, like the
home
actual
away
season.
Yes, correct.
Nice one, buddy.
Okay.
Good stuff. Because I actually thought I'd missed the grand final then. I was like, wow.
That was
a real fizzer.
Melbourne United, is that it, Melbourne?
Yes.
They're done.
They're out.
That's how I know that.
Yeah, okay.
They're done.
Are the Tassie news? Jack Jumpers still in?
They're still alive, yeah.
They're good.
Lauren fielding questions. They finished fourth, the Jack Jumpers. The Kings are the ones to beat. They're a powerhouse, the Sydney Kings.
Yeah, all right.
Soccer news, record Australian signing Harry Suter. He scored on debut for Leicester, but unfortunately it was for Aston Villa. He scored an own goal with one of his first touches. He rebounded well in defence and Leicester went on to win 4-2, so a good start for Harry Suter if it weren't for the own goal.
Yep.
And in Formula One news, mishap... at the Red Bull Formula One season launch, Lauren and I had a good giggle about
what's
this.
What's happened at the launch?
So they had the reveal of the 2023 car. Daniel Ricciardo is back in Red Bull colours. He's going to be the reserve driver for this season.
Well done.
And co-host Giselle Zahour welcomed him to the stage and she made a bit of a mishap.
And welcome back, 8-time Grand Prix winner and one of the friendliest drivers in the F1 grid, Daniel Ricciardo, to Oracle Red Bull Racing.
Daniel Ricciardo?
Wow.
That's what she said.
Let's hear it again.
And welcome back, 8-time Grand Prix winner and one of the friendliest drivers in the F1 grid, Daniel Ricciardo, to Oracle Red Bull Racing.
Oh, she's real. That had John Travolta vibes to it, didn't it?
In Del Desire.
That is the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.